Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. Guten Mayed. I am recording this share on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach. We are going to be learning today, Mi'as Hashem, Daf Reish Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Today's share is going to be a little bit interesting. It's going to be a two-part share. The first part is going to be this recording that I am making today. The second part, I am miraculously going to become younger. The second part of today's share is going to be from last Dirshu cycle. I hope you enjoy the younger version of me. Our learning today should be a schos for Achenek Beis Yisrael, Hanusunu Batzara Bashivya, Ha'im Dem Ben Bayam, Ben Bayavasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem, Ve'yitzim Yitzara Lervacha, Me'afelel Oira Mishiva Legu'ula, Hashto Bagolo Vizman Kariv and Amarmein. Our learning should be a schos, Refuah Shalema for Chayla Yisrael. So, we pick up part one of today's share on the bottom line of Reish Lamed Ches Amud Beis and Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet, Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, Sif Vav, continuing to learn the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros, building on the rules of Eruv Chatzeros that we have previously learned, says the Mechaber Sif Vav. Echad Mimnei HaChatzer, Shehaya Goyseis. If Nebach, you have a person who lives in the Chatzer, and he's on his deathbed, he is in danger of imminent death, not only in danger of imminent death, but like Chazal say, Roiv Geisesim Lemisa, most people that are at that stage, more or less we know that the time for his Yitzias Neshama is rapidly approaching. So Echor B'mnei HaChatzer Shehaya Geises, we're dealing with somebody who lived in the Chatzer. It's Friday evening, it's Friday afternoon, it's before Shabbos, and he is a Geises. Even though there is no expectation that he is going to remain alive, he is going to aser on the other Bnei HaChatzer ad sheyizak aloy bepas, until somebody goes ahead and is mezaka in pas on his behalf via arvu alav and adds him to the erev. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut lamed beis. Alpha pi she'ena yochel, says the Chavetz Chaim, going to Reish Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, v'saka daitach amina, we would have thought to say, the nechshav ki ilu meis. Maybe we look at this goises as being somebody who Nebuch is already dead. And if so, havalei dira b'lai bailim. Maybe we should look at his home as being a dira b'lai bailim that does not aser on the other b'nei achotzer. Kamash Balan, the Mechaber is teaching me that we do not say that. The Mechaber is teaching me the Kolzman Shehu Chai, as long as he's alive, Harehu Kechai Lechol Devarav, he is a live resident in this Chatzar, and since he's a live resident in the Chatzar, he is going to Aser on the other Bnei HaChatzar. So, okay, what's the halacha here? The halacha is very simple. You have this fellow who is a Geisus. There might have been a school of thought that since this individual is mamish on his deathbed, we could look at him as if he's Nebuch already dead. His house, assuming that he lives alone, is now a dira b'lai bailim. And as we've learned previously, a dira b'lai bailim does not aser on the other b'nei achotzer. Kamash b'lan that we do not say that. He's alive, he asers on the other b'nei achotzer. So what do we have to do? Well, we don't need the active participation of this person in order to include him in the Erev. All we need to do is somebody needs to pick up a matzah, hand it to somebody else, and say, look, pick up the matzah and be zoicha on it for Nebuch Ruvain, who's on his deathbed, be zoicha in the pas for him, and add it to the Erev. And now, the geisus is covered by the Erev. Let's go back to the Mechaber. Let's finish the Mechaber before we go to Mishnah Berurah's Katan Lamed Gimel. Says the Mechaber, top line, Reish Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, V'chein Katan Oyser, Afa Pi She'ena Yochel Lechol Kezayis. Another case that's a little bit odd, which would be a Katan. Let's say you have a minor child, but not just a minor child. A Katan who's Eina Yochel Lechol Kezayis. Let's say you have a six-month-old baby that is now the owner of a Dira in the Chatzar. And, you know, Nebuch, such a thing could happen. You have a baby, and something happened to his parents. His parents are no longer alive. And suddenly, he's the Yerush. He's the one who inherits the Dira. And now this six-month-old baby is the owner of a Dira in the Chatzar. Guess what? He's going to Aser on the other B'nai HaChatzar. He is an entity in the Chatzar. And the Mechaber says this is true. Afal pi she'eino yochel le'achol kezayis. He's a baby. He can't even eat a kezayis of food. It doesn't matter. He still is going to aser on the other b'nei chatzer. And what would you have to do? Somebody would have to cover that dira. How do you cover that dira in the Erev? Again, somebody will pick up pas, hand it off to somebody else, and say, bizoche in it for the baby. And now that house will be covered by the Erev. Aval ha'ireach, but a guest in the chatzer, edei oiser, k'meishin ispar, besibit shenayin sivches. As far as a guest of the chatzer that we already discussed in Simen Shen Ayin, and we said a guest is bottled to his host, a guest in the chatzer, even if he doesn't have a host, even if he's living in an independent bias in the chatzer, so nobody in the chatzer right now is hosting him, he's bottled to the other b'nei chatzer, and he does not aser on the other b'nei chatzer. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah, Katan Lamed Gimel, says the Chavetz Chaim, V'ya'arvo olav, Kasev Amagen Avram. When it comes to the question of the Geisus, the Magen Avraham writes something very interesting. He says, "The imes b'Shabbos, if the Geisus would die on Shabbos, oiser, now his house is going to aser on the other b'nei hachatzer." Let's read a little bit more before we explain this. Kevan she'eino erev roi lehiskayim kol Shabbos, since the erev that was made on behalf of this Geisus before Shabbos was not an erev that was royally hiskayim kol Shabbos. There was no expectation that this Erev would be able to make it through Shabbos. In other words, it's very nice. You went before Shabbos, and somebody was zoiche in pas for the geisus. And that pas that now belongs to the geisus was included in the Erev. So the geisus is part of the Erev. But we have no expectation that the geisus is going to live through Shabbos. So this was a very specious addition to the Erev. It's not something that has an expectation of being able to last. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if the Geisus actually dies on Shabbos, now his house is going to aser on the other B'nai HaChatzer. The Rav Geisus of Lamisa. Because again, we know Rav Geisus of Lamisa. So again, this was a very weak addition to the Erev. Very specious. We know it's not going to last. Ad Kan L'Shainai. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to go, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to break down this Mishnah Berurah. Because even before we see what the breakdown this Magen Avraham, even before we read the rest of the Mishnah Berurah, we understand that there are issues with this Magen Avraham that we have to deal with. I mean, let's do the math, right? This fellow was a Geisus before Shabbos. We covered his residence in the Erev by somebody being Zoiche in Pas on his behalf and adding it to the Erev. All right. Now on Shabbos he dies. So the first question would have been, why don't we say Shabbos kevin shehutra hutra? That we already kind of answered. The Magen Avraham is saying we can't say Shabbos kevin shehutra hutra because this again, we had a case like this previously. This would be a case where the Erev that we made before Shabbos was a very, very weak Erev because Rav Geisus and Lamisa. Okay. But now when the guy dies, isn't his house a dira b'lo bailam? If his house is a dira b'lo bailam, why does it aser on the other b'nei achatzer? Also, what is the disposition of this house? Is there an inheritor? Is there a yorish? Where does the yorish live? That's going to make differences as well. Did this fellow, the geisus, did he live alone in his house? Or did he have other b'nei bias? That's also going to play into this shaila. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to break down the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hinei. If the Geisus was not living alone, if the Geisus had other B'nai Bias living with him, so then, if you were Ma'ariv, if somebody was Zoyche in Pas before Shabbos, and we were Ma'ariv for this Dira before Shabbos, well then when the Geisus dies, the Erev is not Batal, because he left over B'nai Bias in the house. So the Erev continues even without him. Okay, let's say he was not living alone. Let's say he didn't have anybody with him in the house. Let's say he was taka living alone. Okay, does he have a yorish? Where does the yorish live? Let's say he has a yorish that lives outside of the chotzer. And he doesn't come to the chotzer on Shabbos to take possession of the dira, so that the Geisus' house is now a dira b'lay bailim, gan kem pshita de mutter, now it's also a davar pashit that the chotzer is mutter, kedila el bereisiv dalit. In other words, if the geisus was living alone, and the geisus died, and he has a yoyrish who lives outside the chotzer, okay, so that yoyrish who lives outside the chotzer, yarshins, he inherits the house. If he doesn't come to the chotzer on Shabbos, so then the geisus' house is now a dira b'lay bailim. When Shabbos started, the dira was covered by the Erev that we made on behalf of the geisus. When he dies, the dira becomes a dira b'lay bailim. Right? So why would it aser? It wouldn't aser on the other b'nei ha-chotzer. So what exactly is the case that the Magen Avraham is talking about, where the Magen Avraham says that if the geisus dies on Shabbos, it's going to bring down the Erev? Again, it can't be that he died and he's a Yorish who lives out in the Shuk, who doesn't come, because then it's a Dira B'lay Bailim. It can't be that he lived together with other B'nai Bayis, because then when he dies, the Erev continues because of the B'nai Bayis. So what's the case that the Magen Avraham is talking about, where he says that even if we made an Erev on behalf of the Geisus, if the Geisus dies on Shabbos, it brings down the Erev. What's that case? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Acha Magen Avraham Mayri, the Magen Avraham must be talking about a case, Sheyirashai Echad Min Ashuk, with his taka a Yorish who lives outside the chotzer. Uba la dorsham b'Shabbos. But the problem is that when the Yorish died, he doesn't leave the dira as a dira b'lay bailim. The Yorish died, the Moirish, the geisus died, and now his Yorish who lived outside of the chotzer comes to live in the chotzer on Shabbos. Now he's a new entity in the chotzer, and he asks on the other b'nei chotzer. Or we could have another case. We could have a case where the geisus has a son who lives in the chotzer in a different house. So again, at the start of Shabbos, the geisus' house was covered by the Erev that we made on his behalf. But once he dies, his dira is no longer a dira b'lay bailim because his yorish lives in the chotzer. So he's the bailim, even if he doesn't move into the geisus' house. Still, we learned yesterday, since he lives in the chotzer, he becomes the bailim of that dira, and that dira is now a dira b'bailim, which is going to aser on the other b'nei chotzer, and the eriv of the yorish, right? The yorish who lives in the chotzer, he made a contribution to the eriv on behalf of his own house, but it didn't cover the house that he just yarshened. So then this house, the house of the geisus, is not covered. And again, we can't say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra because the Erev that was made on behalf of the geisus is a very weak Erev. It's a very specious Erev. There was no expectation that it would be able to last through Shabbos, and we cannot apply Shabbos kevich hutra hutra. Dare chazin on Shemes b'Shabbos, especially now that we see he taka died. Now, against this backdrop, says the Mishnah Berurah, L'chayra, Afim echad erev ba'oisai erev Shabbos ba'ad kol ha-chotzer. Let's say you have a case where a traditional eruv chatzeros case. You have the chotzer with 21 units in it, and somebody, the Rav and the Gabbai, went on erev Shabbos, and they made an erev on behalf of all the b'nei ha-chotzer. The Gabbai took a box of matzah, handed it off to the Rav. The Rav picked it up and was zoiche in it for all the B'nai HaChotzer. Umemela gama geisus pechlal. Now, in the Chotzer, there was a geisus, right? But the geisus was included in the Erev. V'acha kach meis ha-geisus b'is ha-Shabbos. But now, if the geisus dies on Shabbos, gam kein chelik ha-Erev shenostu ba'ad ze ha-geisus misbatel. The part of the Erev that belongs to the geisus, his chelik in the Erev, is now bottle, because we don't say that Shabbos kevich hutra hutra on behalf of the geisus, because his contribution to the Erev was very weak. Achein, however, and here the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting chiddush. Ima Erev hunach b'Shabbos ha'avar. Let's say they did what we traditionally do. Let's say the Gabbai and the Rav made an Eruv Chatzeros on Erev Pesach. So they made an Eruv Chatzeros Shabbos Parshas Vayikra. Now we're dealing with this geisus in Shabbos Parshas Noach. So it's already, the Eruv Chatzeros has been in effect already for many Shabbosos. until we came up with this shaila of the geisus. Achein, ima erev hunach b'shabbos ha'avar, if the erev was established on a previous Shabbos, v'im kein chala erev pamachas, so that the erev was already in effect, it was a good binding effectual erev already at least one other time, av she'b'shabbos zu k'shenase geisus ha'yomid lehispatel, then even though it's true that on the Shabbos Parshas Noach, when we're dealing with the Shaila of the Geisus, on that Erev Shabbos, the Erev was a very weak Erev when it went into effect Ben Ashmoshes, Shabbos Parshas Noach, because at that point the Geisus was already a Geisus. In such a case, we would say Kevet Shehutra Hutra anyway. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, once the Erev took effect for one Shabbos, so now it's not just a shaila of Kevin Chahutra Hutra, since when this Shabbos kicked in, we had a good Erev, so now it lasts for the entire Shabbos. No. Now we have an Erev that was already in effect for Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, Shabbos Parshas Tzav, Shabbos Parshas Shmini, etc., etc., etc. This Erev was already a good binding Erev for many Shabbosites, or at least for one Shabbos. It was a good binding Erev. The Shaila of the Geisus came up on a later Shabbos, on a future Shabbos. That's when it came up. Now already we're going to say Shabbos came to Hutra Hutra, Ukid Lakamam, Sim and Shinai and Dalas, Sif Alephai and Shum, Vain Bibir Alocha, Masha Kasav, Dubishem Atsay, Amugim. And now let's go to the last Mishnah Berurah on the Simon, Mishnah Berurah is Katan Lamadalud, Vechain Katan Oyser, Achi Arvu Alav. A Katan in a Chatzar who owns a home is going to Asar on the other B'nai HaChatzar until we include him in the Erev by having somebody be zoche in pas on his behalf and adding it to the Erev. That brings us to the end of a very complex simon, Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. And now stay tuned for today's Shir Part 2, in which we will do Sif Aleph of Simon Shin Ayin Beis, and we will miraculously turn back the clock to a younger me. Thank you for joining me for Liman HaTorah. This is Liman HaTorah, Shemim Megan, against Klal Yisrael. The Rabban Shem Shem said, Yeshua Sefuras Panasat Shadukim Tolos Inid. We should be zoche to see the B'ez Gal Tzedek, B'mehar V'yameinu Amen. Be well.